Members of the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs stopped by the Arkansas State University Jonesboro campus Tuesday for a special tour and presentation.
So how many students, we'll start with students, do you think kind of come through here and use this facility?
Gosh. That depends on a daily basis. We have around a little over 500.
Assistant Secretary of Operations, Security, and Preparedness for Veteran Affairs, Donald Lovin, stopped by A-State to tour the Beck Pride Center for Wounded Veterans. He met with some of the students utilizing the service and the director of the center, Linda Nash. Nash said this is a chance to show Washington how unique the program is when dealing with the health needs of rural wounded veterans.
We were the first of this kind in the country to have a nonprofit basically developed to serve veterans who did not have to be a student on a university campus. And so the fact that, you know, the university supports us with space and resources in that area, and that we continue to offer services, and that you do not have to be a student, that this is for any veteran in the area.
The center offers rehabilitative and educational services for veterans in Northeast Arkansas, West Tennessee, and the Missouri Boot Hill. Josh Wilcoxon is a sophomore at A-State who does work study for the center. He's also a Marine veteran. Wilcoxon said that he was looking forward to meeting with Lovin to share with him some of the experiences he's had with the VA. He said even though he's had some bad experiences, it's important that they also hear about some of the good the VA has done.
I've had some good medical care from the VA, and I've had different doctors that have been really good to me. So I'd at least like to let him know about that. You know, not every doctor in the VA is bad. You know, you hear it on the news, you hear different people saying that, but it's not true.
Lovin was unavailable to the press for comment on his tour. And Arkansas State University is a license holder for KASU. Brendan Tabor, KASU News.